Classic hip hop, cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight up production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fast and we're ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking chorus. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop,
cause the real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, this is OMF. We back for another dope show. I got special guests in the queue. My band from Indianapolis, Indiana, Jermaine Annapolis Williams. What's up, Jermaine?
Hey, what's going on, brother? How's it going?
All right, man. How you doing, my mother? Thank you for supporting the show, man.
Oh, anytime, dog. You know I got you.
So let us know who you are and give us a little background on you and let everybody know who you are. So introduce yourself to the audience.
All right, this is your boy Jermaine Williams. Go by the name Annapolis. We run a company called Gooda Records in Indianapolis, Indiana. That's the Midwest, a couple hours away from Chicago. Got a couple artists signed to the label. We've been doing music for probably over 15, 20 years, man. We heavy with it. Right now we independent. Got a couple major labels knocking on the door. But, you know, we're real comfortable and loving what we're doing right now, man. So we just appreciate the opportunity, you know, to come on the radio show and you know, really just network with good people out there, you know.
That's what's up, man. That's what it's all about, networking, man. That's what I get to tell all my people out there that's trying to come up in the game. You got to network. You got to get out there, put your name out there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So this is a great opportunity. I got my brother on the line that's a entrepreneur, a CEO, a founder of a record label. You know what I'm saying? So all you callers, I want you to call up here and and holler at him, you know what I'm saying? Have something to say, you know what I'm saying? Talk loud and say something, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's show.
Yes,
that's what
sir.
I'm about, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. So give us a little background on how you got into the music industry and who was your influences in hip-hop and what you think of hip-hop and where you see it going.
Cool. Well, you know, back in, I would say, like the early 90s, man, I was introduced to hip-hop, introduced to music, you know, just the environment that we grew up in. It was able to do one thing or do the other thing. It was either keep being in the streets, messing around, or, you know, turn to the music and let the music be a form of therapy for people like myself, you know. So just really gritting it out in the streets of Indianapolis, you know, Indiana, and basically just starting the foundation and building on it, man. You know, at the time it was tough to get the music thing going, you know, but we was able to stick through it and, you know, keep on building. So we here now today, man, 15, 20 years later, man, and that's what we own.
Yeah, so how you got into hip-hop, man, and so who's your influence in hip-hop, and what got you into hip-hop, like, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, the Ron DMCs and the LL Cool J's, you know, they had something to say, man, and through hip-hop, it spoke to me and my people. You know, outside of that, I'm a big fan of UGK, you know, the 8-Ball and MJG's. I love the South. See, even though I was born in Indianapolis, Indiana, all my people, they from the South. They from Mississippi. So to share that love through hip-hop and rap, you know, 8-Ball and MJG, UGK, Outkast, and, you know, all of them was big influence. You know, they really put a spark, you know what I'm saying, somebody like myself and made me go hard with it.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's, you talk about legends in the game, you know, the evolution of hip-hop, that's what's up. Yeah, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, with the evolution of hip-hop, the mecca of hip-hop. So, you know, when everybody brings something to the table that could evolve hip-hop, that's what time it is, you know what I'm saying? I'm not like your music, you know what I'm saying, like what you got to say, man, but I love hip-hop, man. I love that we evolving hip-hop and taking it to another level, you know what I'm saying? And just have something
right
to say, man, and just... and have and respect yourself and respect the culture. That's all I ask, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, then that do your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what's
yes,
up.
Sir.
You know, I love hip hop, man. You know what I'm saying? I grew up there. I watched it evolve out of the house into the parks, into the clubs, and now it's a $1 million, $1 billion industry. So I watched the evolution of hip hop, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
So that's what's up. Yeah. And even so, what you think about, you know, everything everybody's talking about a lot of things that's going on in the world, you know what I'm saying? So what you think about what's going on with the George Floyd thing and what you think and what, you know, you have opinion on it or anything like that?
I believe it's very serious, man. It's always been serious, but I think it come to a time where our voice really need to be heard, and I see people out there doing everything to get the voice heard, you know. So I appreciate everybody who's expressing themselves, you know, that the way they are, you know. Some things I agree with, some things I don't agree with, but as long as the person expressing themselves, man, that's what counts. You know, just growing up in Indianapolis, growing up in the Midwest, you know, this is not new to us, you know, 14, 15 years old. Like, we've been getting harassed by the police. We've been getting put in the back of police cars and taken to dark streets and beat up on. Like, that's been going on. So it's nothing new, and I'm not surprised that it's as big as it is. But what I am happy about is that people are voicing their opinions and expressing themselves however they can.
Yeah, I agree with you too, man. And, like, I come from a different generation. I come from the 60s. I was born in the 60s, and I was when I was born, Martin was having his dream. You understand what I'm saying? And we stood for
yeah.
something, you know what I'm saying? And I understand, I know what racism and discrimination is. I couldn't, you know, I know about not being able to go into a restaurant and eat in the same restaurant with white people, go to the same schools, you know what I'm saying, busing and everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I understand all about that. So I know racist when I see one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, I got a different opinion on different things. That's why a lot of people don't like me, because I see things that see it in black and white, you know what I'm saying? Because I come from that generation,
mm-hmm.
and I see it
right,
and I
right.
see it. Mm-hmm. And the only people that's going to change is white folks. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? The only
mm-hmm.
people that's going to change that change the way America is white folks. The white folk is the one that started this racist economy, this racist system. You know what I'm saying? That's the only
mm-hmm.
people, and they the only one that understand what they're doing. And they don't. And the thing about it, they don't think they're wrong.
And that's the sad thing about it, you know.
That's
just
the
growing
thing.
Up
they
down
don't
here,
think they're wrong. Because
there's a lot of cornfields
like
down
said,
here, you know.
Because, like I said, if they was right, if they was down for America, and America was down for what they say it is, they would stand
mm-hmm.
up with us. You know what I'm saying? So white folks don't agree that they doing anything wrong. That's why things is going on the way it is, because there's a few
mm-hmm.
white folks that do speak up, but the majority of them don't. And that's my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they never going to change the way they are because they don't feel they do it. And that's my opinion. And a lot of people don't like my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you straight up, like I said, I grew up during the 60s. I know about racism and
mm-hmm.
Discrimination. I see a racist when I see one. You know what I'm saying?
Well, your opinion is a fact, man. Your opinion is a fact. You know, it was passed to them. Their behavior was passed to them by their fathers and their grandfathers and their grandfathers, you know. So
yes.
It's in them to be how they are, and a lot of them do feel like they not doing nothing wrong and that they doing what was taught to them, you know. So you're not wrong for how you feel, brother.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, and that's the thing I put across, that we have to stand for something and stop talking and do something, you know what I'm saying? We have to do something to shut down. No more hip-hop, no more football, no more basketball. If we don't, so we ain't got to kill nobody. We can stop supporting them. We can stop going to their stores. We can stop watching, paying cable and buying the football passes and going and buy LeBron James sneakers, all kind of stuff. We can shut this thing down. We don't have to kill nobody.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to stop
mm-hmm.
supporting and start supporting each other, you know what I'm saying? Supporting each other, like I said, in hip-hop. Like you said, instead of hating on each other, we need to support each other.
Man, there's
brothers
so much hate.
To make it,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And start hating on each other and come together united, and that's what I'm saying. Time is change is coming. Change has
mm-hmm.
come to me, and that's my
yeah.
movement. Change has come. The business is not going to go back to normal after this epidemic is over, and we
nope.
need to change
yeah.
now. And that's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's my movement. And like I said, I'm going to move on. We're gonna continue on. But like I said, continue on the show. But like I said, if any
yes,
of the callers want to call in, talk to Jermaine Annapolis Williams from Indianapolis, Indiana. Like
yep.
I said, the CEO and the founder of Good Old Music. And he got some artists on the line. I had Goody Burton on a show a couple of weeks ago, one of his artists, his
mm-hmm.
artist, you know what I'm saying? So I'd like to thank you for sending him over and letting him support my show and everything. But we're going to play a song by you. Eddie, can we pull up his song? I'm the It. Is that the name of the song?
Yeah, I'm the It.
Yeah.
Made them toes crossed. I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut. Baby girl, it's your world. Call me Mr. Four Cases. Parole and probation. Only knocker I know done iced out my ankle bracelet. Fall so hard, I got them hating every move I make. This is just not
kill me for the reason that God made me. How we all living to die, how we all living to sin. Got so much head when I was a youngster, they thought that I was a shrink. Told her, do what you want, now go clean out your bank.
I am the hit, ain't talking about my crib and all of them feet.
I am the hit,
ain't talking about my pain and all of them dreams.
I am the hit,
ain't talking about my flow and all of them shit.
I am the
trying to grow into your juice, pouting, hating on your period, cause you know I am the truth. Keep on riding my style, boy, your mind just chipping through. Head ship off through your mama, body pieces in your cool. I'm gonna live forever, man, that's what I predict. Living legend with the weapon, dropping seeds in your chick. Cause you're lucky in heaven, say cause handle your kids. Bank account got this loose, so you know my money's sick. Yeah, I'm a mess, pit bull to you next. You can have the fame, man, just cut me my check. For so long, I ain't seen the worst yet. Until the 30s up on my hurts and kid, the pain's so wet.
I am the hit, man. Ain't talking about my crib and all of them quick.
I am the hit, man.
Ain't talking about my pain and all of them dreams.
I am the hit, man.
Ain't talking about my flow and all of them shit.
I am the hit.
All right, yeah, we back with my brother from Indianapolis, Indiana, Jermaine Annapolis Williams. What's going on?
Yes, sir.
You all right? Yeah, can we
that song got me hyped up, man.
Yeah, that's a nice song. I like that other song you made, too, like, that you was on my television show a couple of years ago when you did the one about the chicken. How come you don't put that one out?
Yeah, actually, Chicken, I had put that on a mixed CD around the time that I sent it to you and played it to you. But we plan on bringing it back, though, man. We're going to bring it back.
Yeah, because I played the video, but you never sent me the MP3 for it. So I want you to send me the MP3 so I can play it.
Okay, I'll make sure I get that to you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but can we see how you like us? We're going to take some callers, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can we take some callers, Ed?
919-417. What's up, y'all? This is Tupac Tina from Raleigh, North Carolina. Blackout Radio Show, Let's Go ENT Radio Show. You can find me at Tupac Tina Jackson on YouTube.com. Tupac Tina CU on SoundCloud.com. And Martina Jackson at AboutMe.com. How y'all doing today?
All right,
yeah,
how you doing, man?
How you doing? I'm fine.
Yeah, that's what girl. She got a welcome to the Blackout Radio's family, and we talk about. She sent some of our songs. We're gonna play your song. I'm high later on. You know what I'm saying? But I'd like to welcome you, and you on the line with CDO and founder of Good Old Records, Jermaine Annapolis Williams. Go ahead and conversate.
Okay,
hey,
what's
how you
up?
Doing?
I'm good. How are
you? I'm blessed.
All
man.
Right. You can look me up. It's TUPAXTINA Space Jackson on YouTube.com. I have live videos. I recorded myself up there. And also, I have SoundCloud TUPAXTINA number 2 letter U. At SoundCloud.com. My Facebook page is Tupac Tina Machiavelli Jackson, and I've been doing music since 2001, and I'm just love doing music.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you dialing in to holler at us. And you know, I just love hearing the other artists, and I can hear the passion in you. So I'm definitely going to check you out.
All right, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm. So where you say you from?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
North Carolina. North Carolina, stand up. Yes.
Yes,
we actually visit down there. Y'all got some nice artists down there. I've been tuning in to a couple artists.
Okay, yeah, we got some good artists down here.
Mhm. Y'all got any labels down there that's looking at you that want to sign you yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Hey,
right.
Keep working at it. They're gonna come knocking on your door real soon.
I definitely will.
Mhm. Have you ever been down to the Midwest?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, you ought to come and visit Naptown sometime. You know, come and visit Chicago sometime and spread that hip hop love.
I definitely will.
When you get a moment, check me out as well. At Naplis 341, Naplis 341. And that's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Naplis 341.
Yep, Naplis 341.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate y'all calling. I definitely reach out to you. And y'all have a great day.
You do.
Thank you.
All
right.
And tell us when you're next. She has a television. Tell us about the television show that comes on. So tell them about your show that you have.
The Unspoken ENT radio show, 7:00 to 3:00 p.m. to 4:00 p.m. This Saturday. You can check me out. I'll be taking callers and promoting and playing local artists and playing different artists.
Oh yeah, well I got that logged in. I just wrote it down. And I will definitely check you out. I look forward to networking with you.
All right. Appreciate y'all. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, take care. I'll talk to you Saturday.
All right, I don't know.
All right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, you have a chance.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know, when you call up, I mean, like I said, network, get to know people, and sell yourself. That's what's up. Because sometimes you only got 15 minutes, you know what I'm saying, to talk.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know what I'm saying? You're talking to a CDO and a founder of a record label. You know what I'm saying? This is your time. This is your spot. You know what I'm saying? This is all you got. So we're going to go move on. So we're going to take the next caller.
Okay.
305-708.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
I'm good.
Who you are and where you calling from?
My name is Angela Davis. I'm calling from upstate New York, which is Syracuse, New York.
Okay. What's up, homegirl?
Not so much. Well, I'm calling because I am Positive K's manager. And,
nice.
Positive K, he dropped a single in between the single that we were promoting last month. His new single is called Let's Start Living. He dropped the single because of the of what we're going through, the coronavirus, and then all of a sudden everything else started happening in between. So this song is definitely uplifting, and you know, I think everybody should just get a chance and take a listen to the single. It's definitely available in all music stores right now.
Okay.
Yes. And you want to follow Positive K, it's at Positive underscore K underscore. That's at Instagram and Twitter. And on Facebook is Positive K.
All right.
Okay.
No problem.
I haven't heard from him
in a while, what he's been doing. So tell me a little background what Positive K has been doing since he made that song with MC Light way back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, you know what? Just like probably 8 months ago, he dropped, him and MC Light dropped the new the second part to I'm Not Having It. It's called I'm Still Not Having It. There in between, you know. Yep, he did an album with Greg Nice. It was they were a group called Great Minds. They dropped that album. They had several successful songs off of that album. And now Paz is working on his forthcoming album.
Okay.
Which we've been dropping singles every 4 months. We've been dropping a brand new single.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good, man. Because I see one of my OGs are coming back and bringing back hip-hop. That's what's up, man. You know, taking back hip-hop, that's what my whole move was about in the beginning anyway, to bring back hip-hop and let people know that we ain't not to forget about where we came from and the background about our history behind the whole music and the art form. And it was about our consciousness and our glory and our pain, you know what I'm saying, and our struggle. That's what it was. So I'm glad to see Positive K back. And MC Light, that's the sound of the hip-hop, you know, talking about the origins of hip-hop. When you talk about the hip-hop, MC Light and Positive K, you talk about the origins of hip-hop. The MC before the rapper, you know what I'm saying? They was MCs before rap, they rap, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up.
And Paz, he always say that, you know, he always looked at it with him and MC Light. They were the first male females to do anything. And he always say that says that he's Marvin Gaye and she was Kimmy with the early R&B, that Motown sound. So that's what they are to hip hop, to hip hop community.
Yeah, we're going to hit you up on your Facebook page, on Positive K's Facebook page and everything. We're going to befriend him and everything. We're going to get in contact with you. And plus, keep on, when you get a chance, if he ain't busy, I want to invite him to come on the show and, you know, just call in and just say hi if he can, if he ain't busy and anything like that and everything. He could do that.
Yes, I can definitely help you set that up.
And, send us your music to eddielee.powell@gmail.com or hit me up on Facebook on OMF Posse on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and you can hit me up and we can set up the appointment and everything for him to come on the show if he wants to come on the show and everything. And plus, I'm on blog radio.
Yes, I can definitely
too.
Do that.
Okay. So thank you for calling. And,
it was great talking
day.
To you. You
thank
too.
You so much for supporting the show. And all right, so talk to you soon. Can we get another caller?
209-915.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mary Rich.
What's up, Mary Rich? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing. I just wanted to call in today and talk about how my song, Black Boy Joy, is like the movement right now, with everything going on.
What's going on in Stockton, California?
Just staying in the house. Everybody's staying in the house, you know, lockdown, shit, yeah.
Tell us about your music and what you're trying to do with your music and everything.
Well, what I'm trying to do with my music is, I want my music to be, like, a role model for all kids and, like, for them to prosper and, like, actually wanting to do school and, like, and being motivated to get good grades and stuff and create a message, positive message.
Very nice. Very nice. How old are you?
I am 13 years old.
That's very positive, man. Keep doing your thing. That's big. That's really big.
But, yeah, I just want to tell everybody to listen to my song, Black Boy Joy. Like I said, it's a movement. And, like, the song really hit home for me when on Monday my brother was shot twice by a white police officer.
Wow.
Sorry to hear that.
Is he all right?
Yeah.
That's good. So what they so how did it come out? So what's the did they do an investigation or anything on it or anything like that?
Yeah, they're doing an investigation.
Okay. Well, you stick with it. You know what I'm saying? And you and your family get your support and everything, and get these people prosecuted and everything. That's what we need. We need to stay on top of it. We can't let them get away with this. So y'all need to stay on top of it and keep us in tune and everything. You know what I'm saying? You're in the Bay Area. We're in San Francisco, so you're right around the corner from me. You know what I'm saying? You're the Bay Area. So they're doing a lot of things. They're tearing up a lot of things down here, too. They have a curfew down here. We have to be in the house by 5 o'clock down here because they, over in Oakland and San Francisco, they're rioting and everything behind us and everything. So, yeah. So people don't. Change is coming. Change has come. This is what I'm saying. And business is not going back to the usual. You know what I'm saying? So well, that's what time is. It's time for us to unite. That's what's up. And I love my young people with positive messages, too. You know what I'm saying? So this is the young people we need to go stand behind. This young brother right here. I played his song last week. You know what I'm saying? Black Boy Joy. And he has a nice song going out. So, so we are supporting our young brothers out here because this is our future. You know what I'm saying? And they're doing the right thing. That's what's up. And they're doing hip hop. That's what's up. I love it, man.
That's what's up.
I love it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. So, so tell us where we can find you and everything, and where we can find you on Facebook. I mean, on your Instagram and your pages and everything.
All right. Well, if y'all want to book me, my email is bookingmerich@gmail.com, BookingMerich @gmail.com. Y'all go book me. All my music is on all digital platforms under Merich, MeirichH. Y'all go check it out. My Instagram is Merich, MeirichH. My Twitter is Merich. It's the same. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. So take care, man, and keep on doing what you're doing, and you keep on sending us your music. And like I said, you're gonna set up a time for you to come on an interview and talk about you more, and let us know a little bit more about you so we get to know you a little bit more. But thank you for supporting the show.
Yes.
No
yes.
problem.
Keep doing your thing.
Yeah, for the support.
All right. Take care. Can we take one more caller?
646-673. Yeah, what's up, my dude? What's going on? Sean Felt of SX Energy Drinks. How y'all doing today?
How you doing, my brother? What's up, homie?
You know the political things.
From New York City.
Well, you know, they just heard the breaking announcement. They are also charged those other three pigs of murder, of killing a George Floyd. So finally, they got this right, but let's see what happens. So let's not celebrate too quick, y'all. You know how these court cases go with these pigs killing all these black men and black women. So I just want to let y'all know that all three was charged of murder. So let's see where this goes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And also New York City, we got a curfew too of 5 o'clock. You know, we've been having some nasty riots. We had some of the young dudes fighting the NYPD. I've never seen anything like it. So now, Commissioner Shea of the NYPD and Mayor de Blasio announced a 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew for June 7th. As you saw last night, there was more people out there protesting. So, yeah, you can see that change coming. But finally, it shouldn't have to come to all these riots, but people just tired enough of this police brutality, you know what I'm saying? So that's how it is up here in New York City. Our curfew is from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning.
That's what I'm saying.
Same thing going on down here, man. It is bad. They got our curfew at around 8 p.m. down here in Indianapolis, Indiana, man.
But definitely keep your head up, man. Stay positive and stay healthy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me tell you something, man. Like I said, like my man knows, you know what I'm saying? You got to have that political mindset, man, especially for these youth, man. You know, like I said, but my thing is don't tear down your community, you know what I'm saying? And there was a nasty scene up in the Boogie down my old neighborhood in Fordham Road that a couple of thugs beat up on those cops. So I'm like, wow, they really taking it to the next level. So there's some hatred along between the NYPD and the urban communities. I just want to let y'all know that. So how they're going to solve that, I don't know. But there's some real tension going on with that, you know what I mean?
You know, America's coming together, you know. America's coming united together, you know what I'm saying? If we unite together, we could change America. A united America can change America. We come from the human race, you know what I'm saying? Black folks ain't never been racist. We've come from the human races. We come from all shapes, sizes, and colors, you understand? So the only people that's racist is not us, you know what I'm saying? So America... we come united. That's what I'm saying. We united, we stand. Divided, we fall. That's what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing beautiful about America. This ain't no country on this earth. You know what I'm saying? That's a lie. You know what I'm saying? They've been lying to us all these years. It's a lie.
Especially, yeah. You know 400 years of oppression. You got that right.
Ain't nothing beautiful about America. I'm trying to figure how you're going to say ain't no place better than here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially black folks. That's my problem.
Yes.
Black folks. Ain't no place better than here.
Look
at the beautiful, you know what I'm saying? Keep your head up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we all get along. That's a damn lie.
Yeah,
that's
sure
our downfall
is.
Right there. That was our downfall, believing that bullshit. And Martin Luther King ain't said that. Where in his speech he said that? Where in his speech he said, keep your head up? Where he said, we all get along? Where he said that? I graduated from high school. We had to know the speech before we got out of high school.
Right.
And
another thing, y'all.
About keep your head up. He ain't say that. He ain't say we all get along. He ain't say that. He said the black man is still not free. 100 years later, the black man still ain't collected his check yet. We still getting our check coming back, insufficient funds. That's what he said. The change is coming. You know what I'm saying? We are not going back to business as usual. That's not what
we sure not. We sure not. And Colin Kaepernick is laughing right now. He needs for a reason. As you can see, he has the last laugh. So shout out to Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Also, y'all, just want to say, check me out on YouTube, Sean Felder Essex Promotions. I did some videos with my girl. Business part of DJ K Nikki. You can look it up at YouTube, Sean Felder Essex Promotions. Check it out, all right? Y'all be safe out here, man. Like I said, fight power, like Public Enemy says, fight the power.
All
yeah,
right,
my
all
brother.
Right.
Thank you, my brother. Homeboy.
Hey, yeah, check me out at Napolis, Napolis, Napolis 341. Let's network, brother.
I got you, my man. They sure do, all right? Y'all be easy, man.
All right. Can we take another caller?
810-835. What up, old Meth? This is Carlito 810 from Flint, Michigan. How y'all doing today?
What's going
all
on,
right,
Flint?
What's up, my brother?
What's going
you
on,
got my
bro?
Brother,
you all right?
Yeah, we all doing good, man. We standing strong, man. United front together, man. Hip hop, that's what's up. You got your brother CDO and co-founder of Go To Records, Jermaine Napolis Williams on the line. So what's up, my brother?
Jermaine Williams. How you doing, Jermaine?
Hey, what's going on, brother, man? We out here gritting it out.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I know the things that happened that was bad, but there's some positive coming out of this. Like, we had a protest, like, 2 days ago, and the police actually put down the batons and the riot gear, took it off and walked with the people. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, and this Flint, Michigan, where, you know, this is like one of the most dangerous cities in America. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Midwest.
It's kind of peaceful. Kind of, you know, all colors coming together. You know what I mean? If you look at the riots that's going on all over America, I mean, it ain't like the Los Angeles thing. You know what I'm saying? It's all colors. Like, everybody getting fed up of it. You know what I mean? And, like, you know, I just wanted to get right, man. I just, we like OMF said, man, we are human, the human race, man, you know, and beyond that, speaking for myself, you know, we all Americans. I mean, I never really got into the African-American thing because I don't know anything about Africa. I know those are my descendants, but in actuality, I'm an American. You know what I'm saying? And like, and I think those prefixes, you know, that helps, that further divides us. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I mean, I'm not full African. You know what I'm saying? I got all kind of, I got white, I got Puerto Rican, I got Native American. You know, I'm American. I'm American in the full sense of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like, I think, you know, in order for us to heal, we got to quit dividing, just like the political parties. You know, we're supposed to respect other people's opinion. It's turning into gangs. Republicans and Democrats are turning into gangs. And it's like, pick a side, and if you pick this side, then you can't be cool with that side. That's garbage. You know, people losing friends over parties and family members. That's garbage. You know what I mean? So respect each other's opinion. You might not agree with me, but we can agree to disagree and keep it moving for the sake of mankind. We all know America's nightmare has always been the dream. We know that. You know what I'm saying? They didn't tell us the dream was a nightmare. You know what I mean? But, you know, who am I? What do I know? I just try to keep it real, man, to try to, you know, and especially through hip-hop, you know what I mean? Because, you know, the culture has always been diversified. You know what I mean? So we get back to the culture. The culture preaches all positivity. Our hip-hop culture preached all positivity. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when we get back to the essence and the roots of that, man, music is going to come back right. We'll come back right. The music now is poisoning our people. You know?
Right. And everybody, you know, got to make part.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know who making most money off hip-hop nowadays?
These labels?
Pharmaceutical companies. Pharmaceutical companies. Where everybody get lean from? Where you get your perks from? Where you get your dance from?
Right?
I was walking down the street yesterday. I seen 6 big bottles of promethazine. I don't know how these brothers be getting this shit. These were some big joints. Big boys. Like 6 bottles. You know what I mean? So who getting the money? The record label getting the money, but beyond that, the pharmaceutical company getting
beyond
the money.
Beyond that. I totally agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I totally agree.
So, you know, we got to promote each other, man. It's time to start promoting each other. You know what I mean? And let's move within each other. Let's do for each other. Because the people that you making money, that money never comes to where we at. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Pharmaceutical companies don't come do nothing in the ghetto.
And also,
you know what I mean?
People
they
need to get out of
no...
their own little cliques, man. People down south
is
stuck in their circles. People on the East Coast are stuck in their circles. We need to get out of these cliques and out of these circles, man, and start really networking.
We all the same. You know what I mean? Like, ain't nobody better than nobody. Like, you know, people always say, well, money make you better. Nah, it don't. It can't stop you from dying. It might can prolong it, but it can't stop you because you got to go one day. Like I tell anybody, you put 3 rich motherfuckers and you put 4 poor people in a glass house and ride by and shoot that boy up. Who dying?
Who gonna survive?
Everybody.
Yeah, I heard that. You
know what I mean? Everybody.
So Flint, that's the Midwest, ain't it?
Yeah, but I mean, I pretty much call us. I don't really kind of, you know, we are the Midwest, but to me, we more up north. You know what I mean? Because when you leave Michigan, you go to Canada. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And like, we ain't never had nobody be like, you know, it's always the East, South, West, Midwest.
Right.
Where the North at?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I've always called myself,
brother,
you know, up north.
Let me ask you a question, brother. Do you feel by you being from Flint and by us being by the Midwest and stuff like that, do you think we get skipped over a lot in a lot of areas?
Because
the music business and all that.
Yeah, me myself, I've been in the game for a while, so I kind of know, kind of already got like my channels that I, you know, that I mess with or whatever. But you know, the thing is like, you know, it's so vague here. You know, you got the South, right? The South is definite. You know, you got the East Coast. Mm-hmm. The East Coast is definite. You got the West Coast. The West Coast is definite. The Midwest is like a gray area. You know what I mean? You got Chicago, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you got Chicago, Indiana. That's really the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? We above
really
that.
The Midwest.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah, we 4 hours from Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So
like, but they do, right, because, but they do group us up with that. But, like, that's why
up,
we're, right. That's why for Michigan, mostly you hear people, you know, screaming Detroit because that's the biggest city and that's what they know. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
like,
yep.
That's what they know for Michigan. You know what I mean?
Now, I just asked you that because people don't know how tough it gets down in these areas, man. Like,
oh,
like
yeah.
Me, myself, I'm from Indiana. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. They call us Nap.
Are you from Nap?
Like, people don't really understand how bad it really is down here.
All right. I used to come to the Circle City Classic all the time. I know about the Nap.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
So I used to come down there every October. I think it was in October.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it in October? I believe.
I think so.
Yep. I used to come down there every year. We used to go to that mall where that club at in the mall upstairs.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I know how the Nap is. You know what I mean? So I understand what you know. That's like the Midwest, too, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So it's kind of hard to, like, group Michigan with that. Because Midwest, to me, is y'all. That's straight across the middle.
Yeah, that is.
You know what I mean? But, and if you really if you really think about it, y'all really should be Mideast.
You can say that.
You're closer to the East Coast than you are the West Coast.
Yeah, we get showed a lot of love. That's probably why we get showed a lot of love from the East Coast, man. Like, you know, it's like we got a kind of a respect for each other, you know, with the East Coast.
Yeah. I get mad love on the East Coast, but I'm a hip-hop dude, so, like, you know, my whole vernacular and everything is straight East Coast, you know what I mean? So, like, even when I used to go to New York, you know, people used to think I was from New York. Like, you know, it's crazy. Like, what borough are you from? I'm be like, no, I'm from Flint, Michigan. They be like, what? You know what I mean? So
They look at you a different kind of way, don't they?
Yeah, because, like, my whole dress, my everything is hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know,
same thing with me, man. When I'm in New York, man, they be looking at me like, where you get them shoes from?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, because, you know, we got different. And then when you go to New York, you see shit you won't see where you at.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you know, they got customized kicks out the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Hip-hop. Yeah,
so,
brother.
That's hip-hop. Yeah,
I'd like to thank you for I like to thank you for calling this show and dropping your knowledge and everything. That's my hip hop partner right here.
For sure.
Carlito 808-810.
Carlito 810 everywhere.
So
Carlito 810 everywhere.
Carlos
Carlito Johnson on. Okay, Carlos Carlito Johnson on Facebook. Carlito 810 on all other platforms. Def OJ on all platforms also. Def OJ is out right now. Coquito, my single from Def OJ, just reached over, I believe, 71,000 streams on Spotify. And the album itself is at 100 and almost 140. So check that out, Def OJ. I also got my first album out, Carlito 810. It's called Born Identity. That's out. Second album coming out, Born Ultimatum, coming soon. I got two singles coming through Sony Orchard. The first single will be called You Know It's Me. Shooting a video that's coming out with the album is going that's going to be separate from the album. So I'm gonna have an album and a single coming out. Just check out Carlito 810. Appreciate y'all, man. All love, man. Let's let's keep the movement alive, man. Hip hop for life, man. Culture, you know, let's bring it back to the essence, man, and get back to the true way we're supposed to be, man. That's together. 100.
Yes, together. United we stand. Divided we fall. That's what's up.
All day.
Sir.
All day long.
Right. Talk to you later soon, man.
All
peace.
Right. See you, man. Nice talking to you, too, bro.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Peace.
Yes, sir.
For sure. All right, y'all have a good one.
Let me take one more caller.
No more hands right now.
All right. Could we play Tupa Tina's record, I'm High?
Gang, gang.
out here in the streets, yeah. Get it. Gangsta loving, let's rock, pimpin', thuggin' on high. Gangsta loving, let's rock, pimpin', thuggin' on high. Gangsta loving, let's rock, pimpin', thuggin' on high. Watch this. You fuck niggas, they thank you in the game. You ain't bout shit, you don't even know my fucking name. I'm a real G, I'm a beast in the streets. I take you out with the heat. You can't come for me, all you want, I ain't scared of shit. I knock you down on the fucking bricks. I'm straight out the pen, going ham, going in. I don't give a fuck, you can't fuck with me, man. Fuck you, fuck niggas, think you true. You ain't bout shit, you won't get it in real room. You ain't fucking with me and my crew. We some gangsta niggas out here pulling tools, laying bodies down for real. Fuck them niggas, they hating. I don't give a fuck, I'm the one in the making. And you can't stop me, I'm too G for the street. Take you down, pull that heat in your mouth. Loving, let's ride, pimping, thugging. Gangsta loving, let's ride, pimping, thugging on high. Gangsta loving, let's ride, pimping, thugging on high. On high, on high, on high. Look at these little niggas in the streets thinking they the beast. They don't know shit about me. I'm from heat. I come for them fuck niggas anywhere I go. I dare you to step to me. Some lying niggas, spreading lies, niggas. You some pussy niggas, fucking transies and shit. What the fuck going on in this bitch? I think you slipping, nigga. Come at me with the trigger, better pull the heat, nigga. Cause I'm too hot for your ass. I'll blast your ass and take you down. Put you in your castle, you'll go to the gangsta loving. Let's ride, pimping, thugging. Gangsta loving.
Yeah, we back with Jermaine Naples Williams from Indianapolis, Indiana. What's up, my brother?
Yeah, yeah. What's going on, man?
So tell us,
Bobby, man.
Yeah, so you got any information before we go off the air and let us know where we can find you and what's going on with you and the record label and where you see yourself going in the next year and next 2 years and what's going on after this coronavirus is over.
Oh, yeah. Well, y'all can find me at Naples, Naples, 341, on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Or you can go straight to my website, Gooda Records, GOODAH, records.com. There, on there, you can find all information, all the new music and everything. Right now, man, we got a couple major labels been knocking on the door. You know, people like Empire, Universal. And right now, we're doing so well that we don't even know if we want to go major. You know, we kind of like that freedom of getting up and moving, making music when we want to make it, making sure that it gets to the right people, you know. So right now, we got that on the table. We debating. When all this virus stuff is over, first thing we're going to do is set up our tour, man. Shoot through the Midwest, you know, vibe with the South, hit up the East Coast and the West Coast, you know, and just work, continue to network, continue to build, and make this thing happen because we all we got.
Yep, that's what's up, man. I'd like to thank you for supporting the show, man. And thank you for sending your artists and continue to do your thing, man, and bring good music to our universe, man, because we need to build a strong foundation for our future, man. And you see, we got our young people up here that's doing their thing and making music and involving hip hop. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what the whole movement is about. It's involving hip hop, man. And thank you again, man, for supporting the show, man. And supporting.
Oh, man, thank you for having me, man. Thank you for letting me come through, man. You know, it's always one love with us, man, for sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You keep sending them music, man, and I continue to follow you. I've been following you a long time, man. And, you know, it don't cost you nothing to support our brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the dream, man. We got to keep the dream alive. When one win, we all win. You know what I'm saying? So that's all that hate we got for one another. We can't come up without one another, man. You know what I'm saying? United, we got to stand for sign up. For what's up, stand up for the music and keeping hip hop alive and educating our young people and not letting our young people just go out of here and do and just lose their mind, you know what I'm saying? We got to stand behind our young people and movement they trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Because we need to build, like I said, and change has come, and we need to stand by our young people because our young people is our future, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. So, just one more thing. Go check Goldie Burton out, everybody. Goldie Burton, he's on the website as well. He's the artist signed with Gooda Records. Go check him out and support him as well, man. We're going to keep this thing going. Much love to everybody out there. Y'all stay safe, stay positive, man. Take care of each other because we all we got.
That's right, my brother. And I thank you again for supporting the show. And I'll talk to you soon and on Facebook. And we're going to hit up. We're going to keep this movement going. And we're going to keep this good music going. And y'all look out for me because I'm getting ready to come out with a mixtape coming out. And I'm going to come out with my CD finally. It's coming out, so look out for that. And you can hit me up on OMF on Facebook, OMF Posse on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you could hit me up every Wednesday. Like I said, I have my show, you know, Hip Hop If It's Real or Memorex. That's what's up. That's the name of my motto for my show. And that's what I'm saying. Keep on OMF radio broadcast every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then Block Talk Radio, you hit me up. And like I said, thank you again, my brother, for supporting the show. And I'll talk to you soon.
Sir.
All right, my brother.
Cool. Peace out, Mike. Yep.
All right. And I'll map them out. Talk to y'all next Wednesday.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF Posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics are fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They soul out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They soul out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Kool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck at sold out art form and sold it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an old man straight up and we're bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.